reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma once more at your service as the host. And then here we have two very dear guests. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So, as the ritual of this program, I would like you to introduce yourself very much briefly.
Yeah, I'm Ali and I'm from India and I'm a student in the holy city of Qom.
Thank you.
And I'm Sayyid Mustafa and I'm also a student here. I'm actually learning psychology here in Hawza.
Thank you very much, both of you, for coming here. So there was a time in which people married and they had an optimistic sort of perspective. They used to think that classical way of thinking about life, that everything is going to be good. We're moving into betterment and peace is there. We can only go towards it. But then after, I guess, the World War II, everything changed and people's perspective toward life changed. And as modernity came, as we see this much of a speed all around the world, and we shouldn't actually forget about the fact that all the revolutions that has been there, like electrical, like in the betterment of life, like the welfare, everything has changed. But right now, there are many people who would have this question that there is sickness, there is catastrophe, there is war, and too much of war, not a bit of war. And actually, there are too much of a different sort of plagues over there. Why should I marry? And then why should I bring about new generations and add them into this growing list of miserables?
To be honest with you, I used to think that way, like you just asked.
And what changed you?
Yeah, and I'm married and I have kids, you know. But what changed me, I would say, is gaining knowledge, okay? Mm-hmm. Is gaining skills is what really helped me. The world that we live in today is a very, very difficult sort of world, as you describe it. You know, there's a lot of suffering. By the way, I would say historically has always been suffering. It's not only after World War II. World War II itself was like 50, 60 million people died. You know, even in World War I, many people died.
Okay, I agree. But then before that, people did not have the, it was not available for me to see other people from other parts of the world.
Life was much more difficult back then. Do you know how many children used to die during birth back then?
Yes, I know. There were too much of difficulties, but they were not comparing themselves to any other people. Nowadays, there are too much of things that will make you look at others and then compare yourself. Okay, though, on the other side of the world, there are people who are living life, at least a kind of life that looks like good.
Okay, that's where I would stop you and say, it looks like it's good, okay? Mm-hmm. I think that's not real. The name of the show is Back to Reality. So let's come back to reality.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think people have problems everywhere. I've lived in Western countries. It's, you know, people suffer everywhere. But the question, your question was what changed my mind or what made me more maybe optimistic?
And you said knowledge. And I have many people, many examples. And when they gain more knowledge, they would do believe in that more and more.
Well, I would say I gain knowledge in the sense that I gain the skills to survive or make it through the suffering. For example, the skills of parenting, right? If you're not going to learn the skills of parenting today, you're going to suffer a lot, okay? So I would say to everyone listening, go out, read books, learn how to be a better parent.
So, Brother Adi.
You cannot just stop human life, right? As Brother mentioned that, what in the past times, like what in the early times and what in the recent times and what in the future times? Life of a human being is never guaranteed. He has a limited life.
And there's always suffering.
Yeah, there's always suffering. Yeah, there's always trials and sufferings. But you have to live, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and as you especially mentioned, getting married and, reproducing, getting children, that's how a human being is designed. If you do not reproduce, there won't be life moving forward. There won't be the upcoming new generations. For example, you know, if the whole world, like, you know, 7 to 8 billion people around this time, if the whole world, like, stops reproducing, it'll take maximum 70 to 80 years for the humankind to vanish from the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, like, how we are designed. We need to get married. We need to, you know, have kids so that the life continues.
There's still a lot to talk about. Let's go for a break. first sip of water, and then we'll be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Yes, marriage and reproducing, why do we have to do that when we know that the world is a miserable place? That's a big question. And you guys have got a lot of answers to that. But then, I don't know if we're going to be justified or not, but then this is Back to Reality. You're listening to your favorite program.
You know, just the fact we know that, you know, our life is not endless mm-hmm. and it has an end. You know, just...
That's a soothing point, you know?
Comparing...
Life is going to end one day.
You're going to end one day. You're going to die one day.
And you guys are so suicidal. So, I think just you need to go living. See your doctor now.
You know, anyways, you're going to die one day, right? So just stop living. You know, that's how I can compare that.
No, that's different. You see, when you become a father, then you don't like another person to be suffering the same pains that you have been through.
Yeah, that's true. Like
now that you have kids,
I'm like, I don't want them to go through what I've gone through in the sense of the same suffering, right?
But they would go through.
Definitely. And that's part of life and that's reality. And that's why God created us, mm-hmm. you know. I remember Aga Panahian in one of his speeches said that if you don't want to be tested in this world, then you can become a sheep, you know, you can become a goat.
Yeah.
You can just eat, sleep, and, you know, do what goats do.
And some people would say, then I won't create another person to be so. Instead of being a sheep, don't reproduce.
One of the things that the brother mentioned is about the biological need. I think mm-hmm. that's, by the way, if you study medicine or psychology, we have a need to reproduce and to bring children into the... If we don't, we actually become sort of almost abnormal, right? We become depressed or that's part of like human nature is to do mm-hmm. that. And secondly, if we don't bring in good people into this world, definitely the bad people out there are bringing in people into this world, right?
Yeah.
So we need people. We need support to challenge that, not only now, but also in the future. If we don't do that, then who's going to do that? The world's going to be full of bad people then. And it's going to be more of a hell then.
Yeah, that could be a perspective. But then I would say, you know, up until now, I would agree that, okay, it's nature. But I guess the thing that gives us the meaning why we are suffering and the thing that gives meaning to our suffering is the things that we believe in. Otherwise, there would have been no meaning in the sufferings that we are going through. People who ask this question might have some existential crisis, or they might not have too much of strong belief in a metaphysical or in a holy power. Because, you know, as for myself, if I ask such a question, then I would answer myself this way, that you're a Muslim person, you do believe in God, there would be an afterworld, and all the sufferings that you are going through in this world is going to have a meaning because somebody is watching over you, because everything is going to get into an account, because everything is going to be going through, I don't know, somebody is going to consider all of that.
Yeah, that's actually a very good point mentioned. But the fact is, even the people who don't have any religion, like even the atheists, even they go through sufferings and trials.
Yeah, but the there is no meaning in their suffering.
Exactly. You know, having a religion... having certain norms and principles, it gives meaning to your life.
And to your sufferings and pains.
Yeah, and someone like who doesn't have any religion and his utmost goal or what he's going to achieve is he's going to die.
Yeah.
And there's nothing after that. So he doesn't have a meaning to his life. So it's just like, you know, live happily or live, you know, the way you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, but eventually he's going to die, right? So
exactly.
The trials he's facing in this world and the sufferings he's going through, it does not have any meaning.
And I should say that even these people who say that live your life really to the utmost of it would come to the point that after 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, then they would achieve that meaninglessness.
I was going to say that coming back, what you're saying about atheists is that that's a great example. We have societies right now that are built around this idea of not having children. And we should go and look at them. Are they happy? Are they like mm-hmm. very successful? No. They're actually some of the most drugged up people in the world. Like if you go into psychological studies, you'll find that people who don't have children, who don't get married, they're some of the most disturbed people in the world. They,
exactly.
They need, you know, they have some of the highest like mental health issues, highest mm-hmm. suicide rates.
Yeah.
Right. So And one thing I want to add is I would have a much more optimistic view of marriage and children if it's done correctly. Okay? The Quran says, like, marriage should create peace for you.
Exactly. Right?
It brings, your wife should bring peace for you. But the ideal, I would go back to my first point, is knowing the skills, is knowing, learn the skills of marriage.
Yeah.
Learn the skills of how to deal with your spouse. Right? Learn the skills of parenting. You will have a beautiful, peaceful, a very good life that you will love, and you will not think that you're suffering anymore.
Exactly. So I'm sure there's a lot to talk about. But then we have to go for a break. After that, we'd come with the last part of today's episode to stay with us. Welcome back. This is Back to Reality, and we're talking about something which I guess is quite common to ask nowadays, since we have too much of wars, since we have catastrophes, and people of all around the world are not living a peaceful life. And then, up until now, we talked about too many factors, but then the most important one is that maybe these people who think this way, that marriage has got no meaning and bringing about children is not a good idea because you're going to add another miserable person into this world. Maybe these guys are suffering from some issues that makes them forget about the true meaning of life. When your life loses its meaning, there no longer would be any benefit in suffering and pain.
Well, like marriage is actually like one of the factors or like one of the parts of life. So the main thing is, the main discussion is regarding life itself. Someone who doesn't have any faith or any religion, what I believe is his life is meaningless. So what's your utmost goal? You live in this life. So what's your end? What are you going to achieve after that? You've been living, you've been working all your life. You've been working like 60, 70, 80 years. What did you achieve in the end? The utmost end is just death, right?
Yeah.
But well, having faith... Yeah.
Their idea is to have as much pleasure as they can
exactly.
before they die.
Yeah, and what is the end?
The end is death.
What's the use of this limited pleasure?
You'll still find people with that view who are having children, who are bringing in life into this world. So it's not like everyone who doesn't have faith doesn't have children. You'll find... They are having children.
Hey, it's not about it's about the
and that comes back to the psychological need that a human being is created that way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So you can't go against the nature.
It gets back to the discussion of the purpose of life. Whereas like someone who has faith, who has a religion, who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
So he has a meaning to his life.
That's
he knows
the
that
point.
You know he's accountable for every act he does.
Exactly.
And he believes that this is not the real life. The real life is the afterlife.
Exactly.
And that is an eternal life. So now this
this is
gives
just a short journey, and it's going to end one day.
This suffering is, we have to understand, is to us, it may appear as very big, but it's actually very, very limited, right?
Yeah.
When we go to the next world, the pleasure will not have any limits, and pain will not have any limits, right?
And by the way, you know, sometimes it happens to us, even in this world, that after some years, when we look back, when we look in retrospect to our life, we see that the thing that I was considering as a big problem to me was so trivial. Right now that I look at it, it feels like it was so trivial and so worthless, and I was so worried and anxious about it. I guess it would be the same thing when we die. Just right the moment when we are going to die, we would understand that all these sufferings that we felt as suffering were not real pain. And they were so trivial. If, of course, as just the brother mentioned, if we have a purpose in life, if we do not forget about the main purpose of life, and if we do not forget the things that we believe in.
This is one of the points that my teacher made. He said that the way marriage is presented to the youth is that it's a way of fulfilling like your physical needs. He said that's not a good perception of marriage, right? He said the correct perception is that human growth, the way it occurs through marriage and children, you will not find it anywhere else, human and spiritual growth, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's very true. So naturally, when you have another person of your own folk, like somebody who's so close to you, life is going to be more beautiful than before. This is all. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.